when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Out, roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here.
It's a time for making merry.
The band up, it's today,
and we're living, and we're well gay, so there's hell gang, while we met.
Call the cops out, raise the rockets, pull the stops out,
pull out the stops, it's today.
Depend on a holiday day.
You need New Year to bubble, then order at the bowl and wait.
There's a thank you. You can give life if you live high. All the way for the stars of the rooftop.
Fellas, watch out.
Yeah!
today on Broadway to Main Street, we are going 50 years in the past to celebrate the 1966 Tony Awards. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. It's Today was the celebratory song from MAME, one of the leading contenders for the 1966 Tony Awards. And something we've done now, I think, for 4 years is in anticipation of the 2016 Tony Awards, which are on June 12th. We'll look at what the landscape was 50 years earlier. And the landscape was pretty interesting, actually. You started to have bubbling up some slightly different off-center musicals like Man of La Mancha or It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, and some more traditional book musicals with stars Angela Lansbury in MAME, Gwen Verdon in Sweet Charity, Julie Harris in Skyscraper. Barbara Harris is on a Clear Day You Can See Forever. A lot of star power in the 66 Tony Awards, and we'll sort of look at the way it worked its way out. Quite interesting. Well, Bob Fosse certainly became an acclaimed legend of Broadway with Sweet Charity, which was a show, his own idea, he put together based on a Fellini film and starring his wife and muse, Gwen Verdon. Tremendous score by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. So let's turn first to the supporting actress nominees for in Best Musical. Of course, because we're looking at musicals today, here is Helen Gallagher and Thelma Oliver and Gwen Verdon in a song from Sweet Charity. And Helen Gallagher, one of the nominees, singing, "There's Gotta Be Something Better Than This."
No. Seagram's. 9 to 5. I'm going to have my very own typewriter on the wood. And water coolers and office parties and coffee breaks. When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, do it.
Me too. I'm gonna get out of here and go right to the top. And I'm gonna be a hat check girl at Sardi's East. And I'll wear one of them fine little black numbers, you know, cut up to here and down to there. Ooh, and all those hats coming in. Derbies, Homburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather. Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it after hours? I'll check you and you check me.
Me too.
Why?
I'm getting out too.
A
a baby, what can you do?
I don't know. But just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later. There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, get up, live it.
There's not much better than that Cy Coleman Dorothy Field score from Sweet Charity, but there were a lot of contenders this year, and we're going to hear all of them. A show I particularly always loved, as listeners to this show may know, is It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, the first and, to this date, only time the Man of Steel made an appearance in a Broadway musical. It was witty, it was smart, it was colorful, directed by Hal Prince. The Times loved it, Best Plays of 65-66 selected it as one of their shows, and audiences didn't know what to make of it, unfortunately. But here are two Tony nominees, a Michael O'Sullivan, who plays a mad scientist named Abner Sedgwick, nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical, and Jack Cassidy as the evil columnist Max Mencken, who was nominated for Leading Actor in a Musical, singing You've Got What I Need from Superman.
My heart's pounding with the power now before me.
Keep, Prof. I'm beginning to see, Prof.
My soul quivers with the glory now in view.
Help, Prof. It's beginning to gel. We'll cut this town up like a great big cake, Prof. Shake, Prof. Well, it's me and you. You've got what I need, baby, you've got it and how. You've got what I need, baby, together we can scale the heights, and I mean right now. You've got what it takes, sweetie, all the way from A to Z. You've got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, you got me.
You're a thoroughly immoral person, Max. I like you.
Why, thanks, Professor. It's mutual. We're gonna make some team, Prof.
Call me Abner.
Abner. I love that name. You're loaded with class, baby.
The creme de la creme. Let's step on the gas, baby.
Oh, Abner, you're a million laughs.
Max, you're a gem.
You've got it in spades, lovey. You're a pal of ballyhoo. I've got what I need, baby, cause from now on, baby, I've got you.
Yeah, you've got it upstairs, baby, the best in the house.
You're tops in my book,
Cookie. Beat it, Abner. You're Mickey Mouse.
Woo!
Here comes the new team, Mister. We'll be great, just wait and see. because from now on, baby, don't mean maybe. Now on, baby, you've got me. Where's your homelander?
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will say again? I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling, we'll always be dear companions. My crony,
my mate,
will always be harmonizing. Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, mane pull in your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be peg of my heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and for soon. Remember that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit on a level and give you the devil will.
Well, we went from the nefarious bosom buddies in Superman to the backbiting bosom buddies from MAME. That was, of course, Angela Lansbury and Beatrice Arthur as Vera Charles, who snatched the Tony for Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. Supposedly, Bea Arthur thought she was going to get to play MAME, but it didn't quite work out, even though her husband, Gene Sachs, directed it. But it led to a great career, of course, in film and ultimately on television, as Maud. Well, let's listen to the winner of the Best Featured Actor in a Musical. I think he was absolutely the youngest person to win in a musical up to that time. He sadly passed away in 2015. It's Frankie Michaels as the young Ward nephew in Mame. And here he sings about his beloved aunt. Frankie Michaels, winner, Best Featured Actor in a Musical.
Girl, and nothing you do is wrong. I'm proud you belong to me. And if a day is rough for me, having you there's enough for me. And another girl comes along, it won't take her long to see that I'll still be found just hanging around.
Handsome and brave and strong, there's nothing we two can't face. If you're with me, whatever comes, we'll see that trouble never comes. And if someday another beau comes along, determined to take your place, I hope he's resigned to falling behind. Turns out wrong, you're through with a human race. Come running to me, for I'll always be your.
One of the great and odd things about the Broadway musical, certainly in the 1960s, is the musical was still a conduit for pop hits. People signed up songs, music publishers pushed songs for recording contracts before the shows even went into rehearsal in some cases. Here's a song that a lot of people know is recorded by Tony Bennett, had a big single hit with it. Sammy Davis had a hit with it. It became nearly a pop standard, but it comes from a completely forgotten, nearly obscure musical called Pickwick, which was a London transfer by David Merrick, lyrics by Leslie Bricus, and music by Cyril Ornadel. Here is Harry Secombe, who is a great sort of Benny Hill-like figure. He sort of looked like a round, I don't know, like one of those little Toby jugs you have, playing Pickwick. And he was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical. And here is the song he sang, which became a worldwide hit, Harry Secombe.
The world, every day would be the first day of would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I ruled the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I ruled the world, every man would say the world was his friend. There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I ruled the world. Every hand would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky. If the day ever dawned when I ruled the world,
every hand would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky.
If the
among us have an inkling or a clue what magic feats of wizardry and voodoo you can do? And who would ever guess what powers you possess? And who would have the sense to change his views and start to mind his ESPs and cues? For who would ever dream of hearing phones before they ring, or ordering the earth to send you up a little spring, or finding you've been crowned the queen of lost and found? And who would not be stunned to see you prove there's more to us than surgeons can remove? So much more than we ever knew, so much more were we born to do. Should you draw back the curtain, this I am certain, you'll be impressed with you. On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who on a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star you feel part of, every mountain, sea, and shore you can hear from far and near, a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and
thank you.
from far and near, a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever more.
That song, of course, was "On a Clear Day You Can See Forever." Lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, music by Burton Lane. And that show was not only nominated for Best Musical of the Year, but Best Leading Actor in a Musical, John Cullum. John Cullum, whom we love and adore. Now, Cullum is a very interesting fellow. He had definitely paid his Broadway dues. He had been in the original company of Camelot, I think as Sir Dinadan, I want to say. And he understudied Richard Burton, and then he did Burton's Hamlet. And they needed him desperately because Louis Jourdan from the film Gigi had played the lead in On a Clear Day opposite Barbara Harris. And when they got to Boston, the show was a nightmare. And Louis Jourdan exited stage left, and they brought in a real singer, John Cullum, who well deserved his nomination. Now, another figure who obviously paid his dues was Richard Kiley. Richard Kiley was in Kismet. He was in I Had a Ball. He was the lead in No Strings, 1962. And here was his moment, which was to play Cervantes and Don Quixote in Man of La Mancha, which took New York by storm. And here was a performance for the ages that he reprised for, I don't know, the rest of his career. I actually saw John Cullum play Man of La Mancha many years ago in Delaware. But here is the first, and for many people only, Don Quixote, Richard Kiley, nominated for leading actor in a musical.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. And wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
Soever they blow, onward to glory I go.
Onward to Glory, indeed. That was Richard Kiley in his Tony Award-winning performance as Best Actor in a Musical. Well, one of the main stories in 1966 was the ladies. This was a category, Best Leading Actress in a Musical, that was maybe the best stacked, if that's not an inappropriate word, shall we say the most competitive, perhaps, in Tony Award history. We had three ladies named Harris nominated for Tonys that year. Rosemary Harris as the lead in the play The Lion in Winter, Barbara Harris from On a Clear Day, whom we'll hear, and Julie Harris, who had won, I think at one point, four Tony Awards and a fifth, surpassed recently by Audra McDonald. She was in a show which is one of those shows of the 1960s called Skyscraper, based on a very forgettable play by Elmer Rice called Dream Girl. But Julie Harris was swept away by that era in which everybody had to be in a musical, even if they had the chops or not. Here is a song from Skyscraper, nominated also for Best Musical, by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. They tried twice for Broadway hits in the mid-60s, and they came up Snake Eyes each time. But here's the best song of the lot, Peter Marshall from Hollywood Squares and Julie Harris from Skyscraper.
Miss Allerton, why don't you sell your house? I mean, why not admit you've been wrong?
I'm not wrong.
Well, if you think that, you don't even know the meaning of the word.
Wrong. A five-letter word which is used to denote incorrect. Wrong. A five-letter word which applies to a rude architect. As in violate, as in irritate, as in aggravate, and infuriate, as in grown-up dope. With a telescope, it is wrong. A word with tremendous allure, because it's preceded by your. There's hardly an instance in time when wrong is preceded by I'm.
Sit down, Miss Allerton. You seem to think that being wrong is a crime. It isn't, you know. It's just being human. And I get the distinct feeling that you're human. So how about it, Miss Allerton? Loosen up. Everybody has the right to be wrong. At least once. Everybody has the right to be dunce. Like once, like. Not being too smart is no disgrace. What sets you apart is smiling with egg on your face. It's naive to make believe that you're right. It's not bright. Only fools go walking on thin ice. Twice, you and life can skip the strife and you'll both get along. All it takes is simply saying you're wrong when you're wrong, and everybody has the right to be. It can be a real delight to be. Everybody has the right to be.
Everybody has the right to be wrong at least once. Everybody has the right to be dunce, like once, like. Not being too smart is no disgrace. What sets you apart is smiling with egg on your face. It's naive to make believe that you're right. It's not bright. Only fools go walking on thin ice. Twice. You and life can skip the street.
strife and you'll both get along. All it takes is simply saying you're wrong when you're wrong. He may say it's really great to be, but it is a sorry state to be, and I kinda, sorta hate to be wrong.
Julie Harris in her Tony-nominated role from Skyscraper. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and in perpetual anticipation for next week's 2016 Tony Awards, we are looking backwards at what life was like 50 years ago. 50 years ago on June 14th at the Rainbow Room on top of Rockefeller Center, the Tony Awards were given out, and we have been celebrating some of the leading winners in all these categories. Now, in any other year, in any normal year, Barbara Harris, as the lead in On a Clear Day, would have stolen the show. She played Daisy Gamble, a woman who's a reincarnated version of a character from the 18th century that a psychotherapist falls in love with, and she has ESP, and doesn't matter. What a plot, but what a performance. Here is her 11 o'clock number, and boy, if any performance ever deserved a Tony, it was this one.
I don't see why they redesign me. He likes the way he used to find me. He likes the girl I left behind me. I mean me. What did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got? A great big lack of something in me then he could see then beckons to him no more. I'm just a victim of. What did he love that there's none of? What did I lose the sweet warm knack of? Wouldn't I be the late great me if I knew her? Thank you. not like. What was the charm that I've run dry of? What would I give if my old know-how still knew
loves me. Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Somebody loves me. My heart is beating so fast. All kinds of music is pouring out of me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band, I'm a harpsichord, I'm a clarinet, I'm a Philadelphia orchestra, I'm the modern jazz quartet, I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bells of St. Peter's in Rome, I'm tissue paper on a comb, and all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last.
She's a clarinet.
That's me.
She's the Philadelphia Orchestra and the modern jazz quartet. She's the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. She's the bells of St. Peter's in Rome. She's tissue paper on a
Somebody loves me. At last.
Now, two tracks earlier, I was talking about Barbara Harris, and I said if anyone ever deserved a Tony, it was this performance. Well, there was an even bigger performance that year. That was Gwen Verdon playing the eponymous lead, Charity Hope Valentine, in Sweet Charity. And this was a gift crafted for her by Bob Fosse, where I think she was off stage maybe for, you know, 3 minutes to get a glass of water and go to the bathroom somewhere in the second act. What a titanic performance. And even that didn't win the Tony Award. Can you believe it? What a year. The Tony Award went to one of the great Cinderella stories of Broadway, a 42-year-old British actress who was completely fed up in Hollywood. She had been in one flop musical, Anyone Can Whistle, in 1963. She put her heart and soul into getting this leading role of this adaptation of Auntie Mame, and they weren't too sure she could carry it. They weren't sure that Angela Lansbury was a star. Well, she certainly became one when she won the Tony for Best Actress in a Musical in 1966. Here is her 11 o'clock number, the winner, Angela Lansbury for Mame.
Where's that boy with the bugle? My little love,
who was always my big romance. Where's that boy with the bugle? And why did I ever buy him those damn long pants? Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment when he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Should I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame, I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud, and not enough of me? Though I'll ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today? If that boy with the bugle walked into my life today?
Wow. What a performance. Mame was clearly a front runner in the 1966 Tony Awards. It swept three of the four major acting awards, Frankie Michaels, Beatrice Arthur, and Angela Lansbury, who we just heard. It did not, however, cross the finish line. That honor went to a musical that had been developed at the Goodspeed Opera House in Connecticut and made its way not to Broadway, believe it or not, but to Washington Square South, in a theater called the Anta Washington Square. It is now the home of Bobst Library at NYU, where I go to research all these fun facts and things. And eventually it transferred to Broadway. But boy, did it take New York by storm. It was dramatic. It was vibrant. It was from a great classic, of course, Cervantes' Don Quixote. It wrapped up the kind of ideas of the mid-60s, like Fiddler, Cabaret, that you could do a show that had some dramatic weight and dramatic heft. And it certainly continues to be a fan favorite. It won Best Director, Best Design, Best Score, and it still resonates. When I think about the show, I always talk about the fact that it was 3 years after Martin Luther King stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and said, I have a dream. Here is a dream of optimism and hope that in the middle of the chaotic 60s shone like a beacon and certainly deserved the Tony Awards it got. Here is the finale to Man of La Mancha, book by Dale Wasserman, music by Mitch Lee, lyrics by Joe Darian, The Impossible Dream. I'm always moved by it, and I hope we'll get to see it again sometime soon, because it's a show that lives on as all dreams and aspirations for the future do. Here is the winner for Best Musical of 1966, Man of La Mancha. I'm all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.